Today is the day many Angelenos have been waiting for or dreading. All eyes are on the LA mayor's race. Will Mayor Bass stay in office? And how are voters feeling?
She comes from a really good place and she's going to do a better job in her second term.
But not everyone is on board for another Bass term.
Post-fire, she's barely been in this community. You want to know why? We're not her constituents. She knows she's not going to get votes here. So she doesn't show up here. And that's what Spencer Pratt's been doing time and time again.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy, family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Tuesday with me. Let's talk about midterms today in California, June 2nd, 2026. For those unaware, the polls close at 8 tonight, and coverage will follow live on air from us at KNX News, 1070 AM. This coverage will continue as results come out in the following days on our air, so to be sure not to miss anything, you can turn on push notifications in the Odyssey app to be notified every time there's breaking news. Now, let's talk about the races that had LA in a frenzy this midterm cycle. Most eyes are focused on the governor's runoff race in November and the Los Angeles mayoral race. Today, we'll focus on the mayoral primary here in LA. I'll take you through who is running and on what platforms. We'll hear from voters throughout Southern California, how young voters are feeling this midterm season, and what issues matter most to voters this time around. First, we will touch on our exclusive KNX interviews with candidates Mayor Karen Bass, Spencer Pratt, and Nithya Raman. Now, let's listen to a previous interview with Mayor Bass from our Alex Silverman regarding the fires.
Mayor Bass, I want to give you the opportunity to respond directly to this report in the LA Times. Is it true that you directed or ordered the changes to the LAFD after action report?
Absolutely false, 100%. Just think about it for a minute. I'm the one that ordered the after action report. When the fire chief would not do it, I fired her. Why would I water down a report that essentially presented the information for why I fired her? That makes no sense. If people would like to see the reports, all versions of them, you can go to the LA Fire Department website. All of the reports are up there. It makes no sense that I would water down a report that would actually provide justification for the actions that I had taken.
Now, Spencer Pratt spoke to Alex as well at a later time, responding to the city's lack of emergency preparedness.
I'm here with Spencer Pratt, who wants to be mayor of LA. Spencer, thanks for coming in. Let's start here. You're the mayor. You wake up in the middle of the night. Your bed is shaking. It's the big one. You realize that immediately. There's chaos. There's confusion. Take me through those first couple hours. What are your first couple of calls, and how do you take control of the situation?
Well, first off, when I'm mayor, we're going to be ready for a mass casualty event, because right now our current mayor is not ready. Right now, if there was an earthquake and more than 40 people needed to be evacuated at a situation, we have no plan to do that. So just today I talked to the guy that does the Chinooks for LA County. We need our own Chinooks helicopters to come in and be able to remove 44 people from emergency. If there was vehicles that were upside down and stopping an evacuation, these helicopters can attach to these vehicles and lift them up. So first off, before I'm even sleeping for those 2 hours, we need to get ready for it, which we're not.
Preparedness isn't the only thing on these candidates' minds, as Nithya Raman's campaign has focused on housing equity. She spoke to our Craig Figner.
We're seeing struggles with jobs. Hollywood jobs have been fleeing. Overall, LA residents have been really saying that they're experiencing some of the dimmest views about their future that they've had in a very long time. And people are leaving LA rather than choosing to stay here and build their dreams here. And to me, this is a really important moment. We are at a moment where the Olympics are coming in 2 years, where the eyes of the world are going to be on us.
You, as someone who is influential in the issue of homelessness, have a seat of power at the table to make change, and you can't blame it all on the mayor at this point.
And, you know, I worked really hard over the past few years to try and push for changes that can deliver transformative results for Angelenos. But the reality is that right now in the city, despite my best efforts, no one is in charge of all of our homelessness dollars.
The top three candidates spent their final day campaigning through it all. Our current mayor, Karen Bass, was at an event this morning in Boyle Heights.
Continuing our grassroots effort, going to neighborhoods all over the city, talking to people, letting them know what has been done and what the future of our city looks like. A future that is affordable, where housing people can afford to be in, where there's good paying jobs, union jobs, and a city that is safe.
And Councilwoman Nithya Raman spoke with reporters after voting in Silver Lake.
I have a very honest message about the challenges that we're facing today and what we need to do to take on bigger things as a city, to have a more hopeful and resilient future. It will require change. It will require hard work. It will require grappling with this moment. And I think that honesty does have purchase with voters. And I'm hopeful that it will continue to if I do prevail and continue through to the general.
Spencer Pratt, however, has no public events today. Even his campaign party tonight will be private. This didn't stop him from taking time to post a video on social media, blasting fellow mayoral candidate and tech entrepreneur Adam Miller.
Things are too serious in LA to waste your vote on a protest. You want change? I want change. But a vote for a 5% candidate only maintains the failed status quo. A vote for Miller is a vote for Karen Bass. A vote for Miller is a vote for more homeless drug addicts, more potholes, more empty reservoirs when the wildfires hit your neighborhood. Right now, the election is Spencer Pratt versus Karen Bass. It's common sense versus communism.
Now, when we look at the past, every LA mayor since 1933 has won re-election for the second term, except James Hahn, who was defeated by Antonio Villaraigosa in 2005. Now, the topic of fair elections has gotten a lot of attention in recent years, and the reactions from each side varies. Here's Larry Perel.
That's what a new poll shows. Registered voters on both sides and the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies survey reveals about 4 in 10 were confident our elections are fair and secure, with nearly 80% of Democrats showing the same sentiment. Rick Hassan is an election law expert and director of the Safeguarding Democracy Project at UCLA Law. He says voters can put aside doubt if they have it.
Because our elections are administered on the local level, reach out. See what your local election administrators are doing. And I think you'll find out if you look at LA County or Orange County, they're very happy to show you what's going on. It's very transparent.
Hassan says the problem for many voters is being able to tune out President Trump as he continues to foment the notion of corrupt elections.
I'm worried about the midterms in the sense that Donald Trump is already trying to make changes to how the midterm elections are run, despite the fact that the president has no role to play over elections. Part of this, I think, is to have someone to blame if Democrats end up retaking the House, as is quite possible looking to November.
He says he hopes the prospect of unfair elections will go away once Trump is out of office.
Young voters around Los Angeles expressed apathy in many of the choices on the ballot. Here's David Sosa from Highland Park.
There's not really passion. It's more like out of obligation. And I think that when it feels more out of obligation, then you're not going to get the same amount of passionate turnout.
A large concern for many of these voters is the increase of vice presence.
For young people, I think that especially in the last year where you had a lot of the topic centered around ICE immigration raids, I think that's definitely a concern. Not necessarily whether or not it will be dealt with in LA, but more so how it will be dealt with and like whether or not these candidates can protect California's most vulnerable citizens or non-citizens.
Sosa has been a Los Angeles voter since he was eligible at 18.
I know that a lot of people don't have this right, and I know that a lot of people, it's not something that they can do, so I'm always very grateful that I myself could be able to vote. I just think that's something that if you were able to, you should be doing it.
We headed to polling centers today all around LA to check in with voters the day of. We spoke with Danny in Studio City, who voted for Mayor Bass.
She made some mistakes her first time out, and I think that she comes from a really good place, and she's going to do a better job in her second term.
Over in Fairfax, Jason gave his vote to Spencer Pratt. He shared his criticisms of Karen Bass's handling of the Palisades fire.
I mean, she was in Ghana during while the Palisades burned, and I would like anyone to tell me what interest does the city of Los Angeles need representation in Ghana?
Voting centers, again, close at 8 p.m., and live coverage will continue throughout the night. And did you know on this day in 1992, Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer were nominated to the U.S. Senate seats, making California the first state to have two women in the U.S. Senate. Well, that's it for today's special midterm edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening. See you next time.